Begin the current daf, second even daf ayin zayin. Begin the manav. Begin the taste the masal. Begins with the gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, he says elu malon v'chul. So he's going to explain that the heter is to bring up even the vessels from the house. Rabbi Yochanan said that in this case that we're describing, the people of the courtyards of either side could bring up to the wall, because he's describing a different case than halacha of the Mishnah, because the wall is not four tefachim wide. So Taisa says, Pirish, in other words, what are they bringing up from where? Is min habayis, is even from the house. As Taisa explains, because the min hachatzar to bring up from the courtyard to the top of the wall, aval barachav dalchar, even if the wall was four tefachim wide, would be permitted, because the Reb Shimon Mukil Reb Yechon explains, like Reb Shimon, the common Beresh Kol Gagas on the Tzadik Beis Amarav. So Taisa already explained to us that Reb Shimon holds that the prohibition of Kalim are only the start of Shabbos in the house. That you now let take up to the wall. That's what the Mishnah was saying. Well, from the Chatzah to the Kaisel, it's all one domain. So therefore, obviously, here when you're saying the Chiddush, when it's not Dal Tvachim, must be not Min HaChatzah, but actually Min HaBayis even, is permitted to bring on top of the wall. Ketan Ekstah's Master begins with Zigmar Oilin in Malon Loiv. To go up, they could, but to bring up, that they cannot do. Tessie was saying, what was the Gemara's having to ask? Our Mishnah is explicitly talking about, like, the Gemara's answer for Tefachim wine. The Gemara's going to be from the Mishnah, so Tessie says, it's a wonder. The Mike is like a dad. What was the Gemara's having? What was the Gemara thinking? Didn't the Gemara know Rabbi Yechon Arba Inlay Arba? That's exactly what he's coming to explicitly say, that specifically when it's not for Tefachim. How can you ask from the Mishnah? Of course, the Mishnah is saying that you cannot bring up, because there it is for Tefachim. Unless it says Bishlam, what you could say is the Sagadite of the time of Rabbi Yechanan, that the Gemara thought that the reason of Rabbi Yechanan is Mishum the Ein Regilus L'Shtamisha. The reason is because people don't usually use the area on top of the wall, and therefore the Loy Asr Hadadi, and therefore they don't make it forbidden one on the other, and that's why it's permitted to utilize it, and therefore what's in Berichav Dal? Yeah, that's the Gemara assumed that. Rabbi Yechon would say, same halacha, even the wall is thickness of four tefachim. Kimet shu gevay yud, since ten tefachim high, ve'enech l'shamisham, it's not easy to utilize that area. And therefore, the Gemara was asking from our Mishnah, because it didn't think that it would differentiate between if it is four tefachim wide or not. Oh, it says, Tais l'hach, the parach l'Rabbi Yechon, never the Gemara asked only according to Rabbi Yechon, because according to Rav, who disagrees, and he holds he's not allowed to move it at all from its place when it's not four tefachim wide. The Gemara's not asking from our Mishnah, that you see that you could use it, you just can't be malin. No, the reason is because according to Rabbi Yechanan, you could say that less than four tefachim is going to be the same as four tefachim. According to Rav, the time and the reason why you're not allowed to move it, even the hair breadth, is mishum the batlu, because when it's less than four tefachim, it's batlu to either one of the chateres. Like shaychel imber dal dal, that is only applicable if it's not 4x4. Whereas our mishum was 4x4, it's obviously not batlu, and then you would be able to use the area on top. Therefore, the most question was only according to Rabbi Yechanan, not according to Rav. Ketanek says the master begins with the Gemara Hachma. What are we talking about here? The Bereshis Derabanan. We're talking about rabbinic domains. Tosfos comes to explain that between Reshus HaYochid and the Carmelis, then we wouldn't be stringent even according to Rav, because the Gemara said Rav, yeah, he holds a Rav Dimi, that you could use a Makom Tur on either from either domain, but that's only because Reshus Derayso. One side Reshus HaYochid, one side Reshus Rav. But by rabbinic domains, like we're talking about over here, Rabbi Chatzeres, then we are stringent. To explain there, it would seem the bedavka kihacham, specifically like in the case of here, shakol rishasayacham. All the areas, the two chatzers on either side of the wall, they're both rishasayacham. They're shalir, but it's just they didn't make an area together. So again, it's only rabbinically forbidden areas. But if you have this halacha, like this wall, which is not 4x4, shibein rishasayacham the kamalis, which is between one of them are biblical, which is rishasayacham, but one of them is rabbinic in the kamalis, then says taisa ein nira shayach legrab. There doesn't seem that Rab would disagree that. In other words, even though you could say that since Rav Dimi's halacha was only Rishus the Raisa, if so, that you would say, okay, so here the Kamalis is Rishus the Rabbanan, should be Asr. They says no. Ella mutu l'bnei Rishus Yochel b'nei Kamalis the Kasablam. No, in that case, it would be permitted for the Odes of Rishus Yochel and even for the rabbinic area of Kamalis to go ahead and adjust their loads. And Taisa says, the Ktas Mucha compared comments, it's a little bit proof from the first paragraph of Testament Aleph, where the Machalik Zabai and Rava is permitted to carry in the area of what's called Bein L'Chayayim by the Mavar. Rava says over there, by the Bein L'Chayayim is similar to the halacha of Rav Dimi. And Abaye says that it's going to be Asr. And the fact of the halacha of Teicha Pesach, which is Bein L'Chayayim, that you need another Lechi to permit it. So the Gemara there explains that he rejects the proof of Rava, where the Muki Rava, Rava rejects the comparison of Abaye. Rava explains, hold on, Rav, this is Rav says Teicha Pesach, that it's within the doorframe. Avishim adal dalim, that's not 4x4, tzarch lecha achalat tiroi, that you need another lechi to permit it. That talk about the pesuch lekamlis, it's open to a kamlis. Mishum the matzah minas mina, where it's God. You find the rabbinic area finds another area like that. Oh, the Rishus Ram Shari, but the Rishus Ram is going to be permitted because actually, interestingly, by Rishus Ram it's better off because you know matzah minas mina. And like kama mishum dasu chizik, and Rava didn't say that the reason why it's open to kamlis is different because the rabbanim went and made their halacha is more stringent than biblical law. So you see that it's a makom patur even by Rishus Rabbanan, if not for the fact that the Gemara says over there because Motzim in the Zmin of Menei. Alavadra, this obvious says to us, Alavadra, even according to Rab, being Kamalist Rishus Yachel, when you have in the area, like in that case over there, between the Kamalist and Rishus Yachel, Le'asa Chizik, no, they did not do Chizik. The only reason why it's forbidden is because Motzim in the Zmin of Menei. However, Tais rejects and says, Amiyu Matin Lamemo, what you could say, that's not a Raya, the Hasim Le'noka Tam and the Chizik, the only reason why I didn't pick the, maybe really it would be applicable, and Rab would say it is forbidden because of Asa Chizik. The reason why I didn't pick it is from the Islay time Achrina because they have another reasoning of Matzah Minas Mina, but maybe really it would be applicable, and therefore it wouldn't be a riot. The next is Matzah begins with the Gemara Bishruiz Rabban Matumat by rabbinic domains. Sheskim explained that Rav Dimi himself is actually Makel more by Rishruiz Rabban. We're saying that Rav is being stringent because Rishruiz Rabban. And Matzah says, Beperkit and Mishtaf and Makel Rav Dimi Tfei. He's actually more lenient. Actually, the opposite of Rav. More lenient by rabbinic domains. And Bishar Fela Hachlef. And actually, although by biblical domains we say you could carry from either domain to the Makom Torah, but you can't use it as a transition a spot. To transfer, he permits even to transfer. When you have between a private domain and a rabbinic domain, the Kamalis, a Makom Shem Medal Adal, something that's not 4x4. So even though Rishus Rabban Dairaisi says you're not allowed to, by rabbinic domains he holds you're actually even allowed to be machlef. And Vodim Rivan Ochad, this Rabbi Yechon says over here, Elum al Makam Oichlin, that they could take up from their areas on top of the wall and eat over there, which sounds like, but you cannot use it as a transition, which would not be like the way we said Rabbi Dimin Nimr Rabbi Yechon, is Masik. Yeah, the Gemara concludes over there that's Ziri Amra, that Ziri, who disagrees with Rabbi Dimin, he's the one that said this halacha of Rabbi Yechon. But actually, according to Rabbi Dimin, actually would be permitted even to use it as a point of transfer. The next is the matzah begins with the Gemara. Kaisel shavein beis chatzeres gebaya. Sar, if you have a wall between two courtyards, a 10 fachim high, but tzidech and trouble arts, and one side is equal to the ground. Tzidech explained that it doesn't literally mean say it's equal to the ground, and also Tzidech comes to explain the ramification of the wall to the other chatzer. Because the Gemara said that if you have one kasha and one benachas, okay, the one that's benachas, the one that's trouble arts, is going to be the one that has the utility of that wall. So Tais says lav shalom mamishkum. It doesn't literally mean say it's equal the top of the wall to the bottom of that chatzer's yard to the ground, because then that would be the case lav hanukaisel. Then you can't call it a wall because it's not a wall of it. Ela hakolik akaras chatzer. Rather, it would all be considered the ground of the chatzer, including the wall itself. Ela rather says Tais kol shein gavoy yud. Whatever is not tens v'gamali shavla arts karla. That's called equal to the ground. Kach pesh b'kunz. That's what Rashi explains. But Taisa says, "I'm telling you, we're going to say Rav Chizda, Gagas, Rav Chizda." That's brought later on the Tzadikim on base. Then he says, "Gidud hey, Mechitza hey." When you have between two areas, two courtyards, you have the Gidud, which is the height of the ground, and you have a Mechitza that's 5 tefachim high. We say Emet Starfen. They don't combine to be in totality a Mechitza of 10 tefachim in height. Now, my Kamar, so based on that. So what are we saying over here in the Gemara that you give it to the one that's equal to the ground? In the upper area, you actually can't even carry in more than Dalad Amis, because that means to say that the upper courtyard is breached to Makam Asmalai, because Nakatir doesn't make it at all anyway, because they didn't join with the other one. Because like we see from that Gemara, that the Gidud and the Mechitza don't combine. And here we see that one ground is lower than the other one. So you could say, yeah, but still, the Makam Makam Nafkamin, there is a ramification with this that we give the wall to the Chatzar that it's equal to that one, and that is the Teich Dalad Amis Miyashol L'Tatum in the Kaisel again. But at least within Dalad Amis, you'll have to carry from the wall to the upper Chatzar. That even from the fact that it's breached to the Chatzar that's forbidden for it, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalad Amis. But within Dalad Amis, you're allowed to carry. And if we wouldn't tell you that, we would think that it's forbidden to carry at all, even within Dalad Amis. That's what I'm telling you. But at least within Dalad Amis, you give the wall to that Chatzar. Next says the Matzah begins with the Gemara Hatemet Levis with Tznayin B'chulam. Someone. If someone buries a turnip, a radish, etc., Chesed explained that this is specifically when it doesn't take root. And also, what's the halacha as it relates to the laws of Maisu? Gemara said if someone buries vegetables in the ground, it's not going to be concerned for Shabbos and other halachas. Chesed says, where it didn't take root. because the kishas shlishi lo hayin natal b'shabbos, if it took root, then actually we'd not be able to take it on Shabbos because it's already took root. That's the malach of kaitzim. Now, but then sometimes when you're going to say, so okay, mishkan we got to climb. And then regarding prohibited mixtures of, you know, the grapes together with the radish, or b'shvis regarding loza shmita. It's a chleshminan, so you have to tell you this halacha that you're not concerned for these halachas. Why? Meaning, it didn't take root, so what's the problem? We don't have to make exera when your intention is just to go ahead and bury it. Or to dima asalita, that in the case of maybe you might come to plant it, which then it would have a problem with those halachas. Aval ma'aser ma'ashayakam, it says we're going to load the ma'aser. What's the application of it? So it says, I feel a hishrish, even if it takes root, keeping the like it, since there's no additions of growth, so why would you think that there's a halacha of ma'aser? And the inak tinan, and if you're going to say that le'inyan d'shori la'asur lav min atolish, that has application regarding that you'll have to go ahead and take ma'aser on it from someone that's detached, or even min atolish, or from this one that's in the ground, not something else that's detached. And the chiddush in that would be v'lichashina d'ma'asur l'prushim natolish m'chubin m'chubin atolish, that, oh, it looks like it's connected to the ground. So although it's not regarding the tithing that you have to, but it would look like, which you're not allowed to do, something that's detached on attached or attached on detached, if that would be the halachic application, I would make a truma. I should have used the terminology of truma. Because whenever you say the halach is in Shas regarding that it's attached or detached, Ragal has a truma chamak, but don't usually mention regarding maisa. Mention regarding truma. As Tesis quotes, we find in Taimin min atolish amachubah, it says regarding laws of truma. We don't take truma from that which is detached or unattached. Or peris arugudu tolushin yi truma peris mechubarin. So why would you use it in the context of maisa when it usually says regarding truma? So therefore, Vaimari, he says, that actually, the regilis who, that actually it is common, that actually there are additions of growth in the radish and the turnip because of the moisture of the ground. Like we see, shum in the betzalim, like we have garlic and onions, that they add growth, even when we're by a window. Ah, but Tesefis comments regarding that addition, that actually, that's what the Mishnah is saying, the insar glass. You do not have to take type. And the reason is, since it was a bona fide, full onion, beforehand, and it's actually sprouting from the seed itself, and actually not from the ground, like you see it happens in the window. And therefore, therefore it says specifically, if it only was buried in the ground, but it was planting it, then actually, you're right, you actually would be concerned for them all, including that of Maisa, because of the growth.